grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer. Hello, everybody, and welcome, 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 episode 347. Wow, we are three episodes away, less than a month away from the official rebrand of Dudes and Beer into Curious Realm. And, you know, it's interesting because our guest tonight, as I connect with our guest before we go live with the show. It would be silly for me not to. So beforehand, he was like, man, you know, why are you changing the name? Not everybody's hip to why we're changing the name. The whole reason why we're changing the name is so that we can grow bigger and better, folks. We have gotten to a point guest-wise where not necessarily that we're up against a brick wall. We got great connections with producers and people who bring us guests all the time. Guests bring guests. But I want to go out and start like leading panels. I want to start getting people like Caroline Corey, Michio Kaku, that kind of stuff. And Dudes and Beer, the title of that is just, it's not necessarily on brand for those folks. So I realize that doing what I do, doing what I've done for years and that kind of stuff. So it was one of those, it was a long, hard decision. I discussed it with my wife, Amy, for a long, long time before I pulled the string and did it. And it was one of those that once I pulled the string and said, it's happening, it felt so good. It felt so good to be moving in that direction with everything that we've done. And it's all because of you guys. It's because of you guys that we were able to recently win our People's Choice Award in the People's Choice Podcast Awards for News and Politics, beating out the Politico EU podcast. Gotta love that. Thank you so much for everybody that went and voted for that. Thank you so much for everyone who is listening always to this show. I can't wait for the transmutation, and I cannot wait to bring the message to a larger audience. Speaking of messages, speaking of audiences, let's go ahead and get into our Dudes and Beer Nudes of the Week real quick. It's been a hot ticket minute since we've done this, but every week we post all kinds of great articles on the Dudes and Beer Facebook group to spur conversations and also to litmus test the audience and the group members to be like, hey, what are you guys into? What are you guys responding to and following right now? Because those are the guests that I want to have on. So right now, some of the news coming to us out of earthandsky.org, DART mission from NASA to hit and move an asteroid that is actively launching this month, supposedly. The new mission to be able to divert asteroids before they ever make it to Earth orbit or beyond our sun. Out of defensenews.com, DARPA has caught a Gremlin drone in midair. Can it grab 4.5 hours? Out of CBS News, drone video shows, or shown at Kyle Rittenhouse trial, shows teen fatally shooting a man at close range during the Kenosha riots. Out of Futurism, new brain implant lets you type 90 words per minute by just thinking. We will be getting into topics like that tonight, as a matter of fact, with our good friend and guest, Dr. Robert Duncan. If I'm going to get a brain implant, that's probably the most useful one for me to get. Out of news.com.au, whistleblower claims Pfizer safety data has been falsified. And out of Big Think, Metaverse, augmented reality inventor warns it could be far worse than social media. Those are just some of the amazing articles that we have posted over on the Dudes and Beer Facebook group this last week. Stop on by, check it out, join the group, join the conversation. Part of the conversation today between group members Matt Hale, Craig Hart, myself, a few other folks, was about this tragedy this last week at the former Astro World Complex in Houston, my hometown, my home amusement park. Like, I had an Astro World season pass when I was a kid in high school, once I had a car. And to know that, A, they did a concert at Astro World again. Awesome. To know that it skipped so many protocols, so many security protocols, that even the chief of police went and met personally with Travis Scott and the Live Nation and the directors of it, and was like, listen, this seems like a really dangerous situation going on, folks. I think you may need to take care of some stuff. And unfortunately, not a lot was heeded when it came to that. And now we are dealing with a mass casualty event in our hands. And unfortunately, 8 people met their demise in that incident. Things happen horribly, folks. And I don't want to diminish anybody's pain right now. I work in the live events industry. I worked in rock and roll for years, and now I work in the realm of corporate AV. I have worked festivals. I have helped organize festivals. All kinds of, now granted, it was typically hippie jam bands, things like that. You weren't talking about 50,000 people who weren't, like, paying attention enough to each other. Like, they were all hula hooping and things. This was a crowd of 50,000 crazed people that ended up trampling 300 and injuring 300 and trampling to death 8. Now, you might be saying, like, Chris, you're dwelling on this for a minute. Part of the reason I am, Dr. Robert Duncan was a big whistleblower when it came to his books, How to Tame a Demon and Project Soulcatcher. These are books that talk about cybernetic warfare. These are books that talk about mind control technologies that are used by agencies to psychically drive people. Now, tonight on the radio, there is a show. Sorry about that, Gene Krause. There is a show that will be coming on mainstream radio. I'm not going to name the show, but the whole show tonight is about this event and how this event was an MKUltra-esque satanic cult ritual intended to harvest the souls of people and quite literally kill people on purpose to sacrifice 8 people. That is some of the conflagrated conspiracy going around. Presumed conspiracy. Now, granted, I'm not going to say they're in some wild imagery. Like, hey, right here, I've got it on screen. You can see the voodoo white skull. You might think, hey, look at that. There's a white skull and flames and everything else. White skull, like they use that in voodoo. Yes, they use that in voodoo healing rituals. That is a healing symbol. It is not used in voodoo as a means by which to put a curse on anybody. Nothing like that. The shirt he's wearing, people are saying that it's like representations of demons coming through a portal and them using the powers of the show to summon these powers in. And you know, it really is an example, I think, of how fast people are willing to jump to a conclusion and how fast people are willing to, I think, reach for the top, reach for the, I guess, the brass ring when it comes to wild stuff and things that are out there. So I don't know. But I can tell you right now, these accidents happen. They happen regularly, folks. It doesn't have to be. And I mean, people were going off in comments about how Travis Scott was born on the exact day that the Satanic Bible was released. I'm here to tell you, folks, own a copy of the Satanic Bible. Read the Satanic Bible. Nowhere does it say in the Satanic Bible, sacrifice people, perform blood sacrifice, That is not what Satanism is about. So feel free to actively familiarize yourself with a belief, with a belief system, before you start entangling it in something which it is utterly not about. Utterly not. Like, we actively have members of the Church of Satan in our Dudes and Beer group. Nowhere were they like, hey, yeah, whoo, thank God the sacrifice went right this weekend. Like, that's not what happened. There was a horrible, horrible incident that went down. Now, are there other things that come about? Are there other questions that come about? Yes, there are questions that come about. And the police are investigating that. Like, why did Travis Scott continue to perform? And I can tell you right now, probably because, hey, you see people fall down. You see all kinds of things from stage. What you don't do is necessarily stop the performance until you are told stop the performance. So was it wrong of him to keep going? Sure. Was it a all-encompassing ritual to harvest souls for Satan? I really don't think so. Feel free to listen to the show out there tonight. I'm not discouraging anybody to not listen to the show on the radio that's about this. I'm not even going to name the show because I like the show. I like the host, but it's one of those like, wow, okay, that's pretty out there, and pretty jump to conclusion-esque. So on that note, we're going to move forward. We're going to go ahead. We're going to be bringing on our good friend and guest, Robert Duncan, right after we talk about a couple things. First thing is, of course, our good friends, True Hymn Science, right here out of Austin, Texas. True Hymn Science is home to some of the best darn CBD oil that you can find in this country. I have traveled around the country, just went to some dispensaries and got some CBD while I was on the road, and still the best stuff around. Still love it. TrueHempScience.com, full spigyric process used to harvest everything, full spectrum CBD, whole plant is used, bud, stems, seeds, trimming, everything, root, to produce some of the best CBD out there with terpene spectrums and everything else. Stop on by and check it out. TrueHempScience.com is the website. Dude7 is the code that you want to use to save 7% off your entire cart of $50 or more. Once again, that code is Dude7. You will get 7% off your entire cart of $50 or more and get two free 25 milligram edibles. Stop on by, check them out today. While you're online checking them out, please do not forget. Podcast today. Have you considered starting a podcast? Looking for a way to make your business a voice of authority in an industry? Then Podcast Cadet is the solution for you. Whether starting a podcast for yourself, your brand, business, school, church, or just plain fun, Podcast Cadet is here to help you navigate the waters of the podcast industry. Specializing in one-on-one consultation and training with industry professionals in fields ranging from podcast technology and editing to distribution, monetization, and even social media strategies, Podcast Cadet tailors their services to the specific needs of you and your podcast. Do you already have a podcast and trying to find ways to engage and grow your audience? Sign up for your Podcast Cadet audit today and let us help you explore new and exciting ways to leverage your content and elevate your podcast brand to whole new levels. From consultation workshops to affordable podcast production and maintenance packages, Podcast Cadet is your one-stop shop for everything podcast-related on the internet. Visit PodcastCadet.com today to sign up for your consultation or training and use code DUDES20 to save 20% off your entire purchase. That website again is PodcastCadet.com. That's right, folks. Stop on by PodcastCadet.com today. Full disclosure, I am one of the founders of Podcast Cadet. The whole reason I started that is because I love podcasting. I love this industry. And I like to make sure that people who start podcasts and do podcasts do it the best they can from the start. So many times you end up way down the road and there are so many things that you may have forgotten. So stop on by, check that out. Our guest tonight, the amazing Robert Duncan. We lost connection during commercials and stuff like that. Let's see if he is back. Are you back, Dr. Duncan?
I am on a different line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Oh, good. The last thing I heard before I was disconnected was the Houston events and satanic sacrifices. I don't know how that story ended.
Well, you know, it's been interesting because, like I said in the thing, I work in live events. That's what I do for a living. And I have definitely worked my fair share of rock and roll events, definitely worked my fair share of concerts and festivals and seen accidents happen, seen people get knocked over in mosh pits, all kinds of stuff. But there are a group of people and even a radio host out there right now doing a show about how this was a satanic ritual brought about to harvest the souls of eight people. It's a little rich. It's a little much. I'm not going to say that wild things don't abound, that symbology doesn't happen, but I don't know about that one. I don't know about that. Now, granted, when we've had you on before, and one of the things that many people brought up was MK Ultra and Altamont. Things like that. These were the rabbit holes people were going down. So it was interesting to me that people were bringing up the fact that they were using MK Ultra-esque projection images to like hypnotize the crowd and all that kind of stuff. Perhaps.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
Huh? Perhaps. But I don't know that it was to the purposeful end to harvest eight souls. That seems like a very specific number.
It does. I try to stay away from numerology. Same. And the significance of it, but yeah. I've been hypersensitized myself to, I look at the clock every day at 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3-4-4-4-5-5-5. I don't know why. That's what I look at the clock.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, I wake up every day at 5:30. Every
wow.
day.
Doesn't yeah, matter. You know what's interesting? A lot of people do between 3 and 5, but I was trying to find some kind of correlation. Let's say we're in a global hive mind and we're all being connected. Why would we be waking up at 5:30? Well, there are a billion Muslims and they use a split sleep schedule and they get up 2 hours before sunrise to pray. And I'm like, could that be it? You know, I'm just hypothesizing.
You know, well, if you're talking about mass mind and things like that, that could definitely be absolutely. You're talking about a huge people consciously, actively,
yeah,
spiritually waking
to.
Up.
Yeah.
Because really, and there was an article that I posted on the Dudes and Beer group, which you're a part of, Doctor. A few months ago, talking about how our brains are more of a transducer than a computer. And I think I remember tagging you in that, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and that's correct. Explain to your audience what a transducer is. We always think it is, we are separated from the world. You know, our neurons will give the signal intelligence, give rise to consciousness, that kind of thing. But a transducer, like most antennas, are both can send signals and receive signals. And that's what a transducer means.
Yeah, precisely. It's something that, you know, takes waves or vibration and turns it into something else, be it a one and zero of data, be it a voice on the other end of a phone, what have you. And that was actually out of Discover Magazine, that article. And I think that is where we come to the point of conversation this evening, Doctor, of a firewall for the human mind. And when this concept first came across, it was from a conversation that you said that you had had with the late great John McAfee.
There's a more famous article. And it was written by a colonel, I'm forgetting his name. He wrote a paper, and everyone should look it up. And it's called The Mind Has No Firewall. Very famous with researchers in this area of cybernetics and mind control and the brains, how to control 7.8 billion brains on the planet, and that kind of thing. And
Timothy L. Thomas.
The mind... Oh, yeah. Give me your thoughts on that.
The fact is, yes, the mind does have no firewall. It is, as a matter of fact, just like that article said, a transducer. So unless you're aware of a frequency or anything like that that might be different from your everyday, how would you know if you're being hijacked?
That's what I was getting at, precisely. And I said this in 2000 or so when I was writing, and I could see that the human race was going to have an existential crisis about free will. All of Western civilization relies on the concept of free will, from religions to our justice system, the sense of self-responsibility. And so I don't use the term free will anymore. I say what we're striving for is self-autonomy. And, you know, I know I'm just playing with words a little bit, but there are always external factors, from advertising to the news, your five senses. Let's just pretend there are five senses, even though we've discovered more. You can never shut those down. So those, think of ports in a computer. Those are ways to hack a human mind. People say, well, advertising goes through my cerebral cortex so I can filter it out and I can decide on one or two ply toilet paper. And, well, that's not true. Why does advertising work? You know, and it's such a huge industry. So we are always being influenced, be it at school, around our friends, listening to music. Now, the interpretation may be very individual. I mean, I listen to hardcore heavy metal rock music, but I'm not satanic because I do it. You know, I just enjoy that kind of sound.
Yeah.
And so it can be, you know, a personalized experience. But we're, in terms of there's no firewall, we have to get into the philosophical conversation of what does a firewall look like for the human mind. Now, I want you to answer it, and then I'll get into more details, some more questions, or answer. Race needs to discuss.
Yeah. Well, and I would think that a firewall for the human mind would have to be something physical. It would have to be something to, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I'd love to say a tinfoil hat, but everybody knows tinfoil would actually amplify the signals.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like whenever you put tinfoil, you didn't put tinfoil on your antenna as a kid to hurt the signal and keep it from getting to you.
Yeah. No,
you did that as a means to increase the surface
area. That had to have been a counterintelligence thing that got started, like flat earth or, you know, whatever, see what people believe, you know.
Well, but I would think that it would have to be something along those lines. You know, it would have to be, it would have to be something physical, I would think.
There's a whole bunch of categories. So, let's say you built a superconducting coffin. I mean, no one can afford superconductor and keep it piped full of liquid nitrogen for their house or room. And, you know, the dangers of that, obviously, you know, that's a multi-million dollar project. And let's assume that would work. And you can't build a suit out of it. You can't walk around in it. So you created a coffin or prison of your own making if it were to be physical. So in order to be practical, it would have to be something else. And a lot of people are looking at jamming. Well, what if you can jam the signal? Now, that introduces a different problem. So if you jam all the frequencies, one, it's not allowed. Of course, they pass laws against it. But let's say you could do a 10-foot radius and signals. Well, you're jamming your own brain signals, in a sense. So you're adding noise to the brain. And if you add noise to the brain, I did read one medical journal article that said that can actually help intelligence. But if you add too much, it would cause schizophrenia, and it would increase the rate of schizophrenia amongst the population. So there's a window of opportunity, but they can overpower the signal. That's how signal-to-noise ratio works, and that's how electronic warfare works. And so that method, while it can be useful –